And she works out of Mammoth, so it's not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sorry.
Okay. So I'll call the Treasury Oversight Committee meeting for February 13th to order. First order of business is public comments. Seeing no members of the public, we'll move on. Next is the review of the minutes, the prior minutes of November 4th. I don't have any comments about those meetings, but I just had a question on whether a member is really absent if they're an alternative. You know, because the purpose of the alternative is to be here if their main person is absent. So that's the only comment I have. Other than that, I'll ask for a motion
to approve the minutes.
So we have a motion.
November 4.
I'll second.
And a second. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Next, I'll turn it over to Gerald. He can go through the quarterly investment report for the quarter ended December 31st, 2019.
All righty. Let's start on the second page. The Treasury Oversight, the Treasury was in compliance with the Mono County policy as of December 31st, 2019. The weighted average maturity on that date was 544 days. On the last day of the quarter, on a cost basis, the portfolio totaled $131,191,364. And the market value is $132,143,384, or 100.73% of cost. This does not include the accrued interest, which was $405,287 on the last day. The earned interest rate for the quarter ending 12/31 was 2.2478. You can see we hit our peak in June's ending quarter, and then we're starting to taper off. We will start tapering off a little quicker. I looked at LAIF this morning, and that's where we store our excess cash reserves, and they are down on a daily posting. They're at 192 right now. So,
and their
market's not looking.
Their average maturity is a lot.
They run between like 180 to 210 days.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any questions about any of the investments that are on the next few pages? We're still monitoring GE. They're still looking fine. Their cash flow is fine. They're able to make their debt service payments on that. So, and they'll fall off in September finally, so we can get rid of that triple B off of our portfolio.
Yeah.
The next page is the distribution by asset category. So December is you can see we have the extra $32 million in there. This is a high quarter for us because of tax revenues that come in. No large changes. I mean, except for LAIF, as you can see, we had a majority of that increase was held in LAIF, and that's due to we have to do apportionments to the districts, and so that we have to hold the extra money in there. Following page is maturity distribution. This is the ladder. It's still fairly filled out. We're trying to maintain the ladder. It's tough right now when we're seeing 5 years. A treasury at 5 years is posting at about a 143, 142 this morning. Not very exciting. Next page is the Treasury cash balances as of the last day of the most recent 14 months. At the very bottom, you can see the where all of our maturities lie, and the pool is still increasing. I think we increased by about $8 million last year. This year, the schools will be, doing another bond, so it'll kind of be it will still increase, but if they do the construction, it'll actually drop pretty far.
Which they're supposed to.
Yes, yeah. We'll be starting this spring. Yeah. But we'll be selling off to kind of get us through another couple years, so there will be a kind of a large amount
excess
there
left
for
over
a little
yes,
while.
Yeah.
But we're almost done with, we'll be done with our $10 million quickly.
Next page is the Mono County Treasury Pool Quarterly Yield Comparison. You can see the green line is the 2-year treasury. That's really fallen off, and it's a lot farther than that now, a lot lower.
Mm-hmm.
LAIF was still, at the end of December, still outperforming us by 4 basis points this quarter. We'll be well ahead of them. I'm projecting between 10 and 15 basis points higher than LAIF for our next posting. So, and then they'll just, like I said, their daily is at 192 right now, so they're just going to just keep sinking because they have such a short duration. Investment pool participants, nothing's changed in the last quarter. Everybody's still participating. We haven't had anybody come into the pool that isn't already.
Yeah, the most recent was Bridgeport Fire Protection.
Yes.
District, a really small district.
Yeah. And that's it. Does anybody have any questions about the investment report?
District participating in the pool, the town doesn't participate in that?
The town's a voluntary participant. They're not required to participate, but the town has, as you can see, the voluntary depositors
mm-hmm.
has about 2.9%.
Yeah.
That's the town.
Yeah.
That's they're the only voluntary
okay,
participant.
Okay, so that okay, I get it.
Yeah. And there's I don't know, I think 3.6 million dollars that they've mm-hmm. they've put in. Something like that.
Yeah, it's not all of their funds.
Yeah, no. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. So the next agenda item does require a motion. This is the 2018 Treasury Oversight Committee compliance audit. Because we have this committee, the code says it has to be, our activities have to be audited with compliance with government code. And this is what they do. They are working to do the 2019, but I think they're waiting. Kirk, I think they're waiting for to connect with you to confirm some things that they have to confirm with you. I had given them your phone number to call.
I haven't got any. When did you do?
It was at the last meeting.
So I wonder if
maybe I could give you Oswald or Christian's contact information,
okay.
And then if you give them a call, that's all they're waiting on.
Well, they called me because
they called
they
you.
Gave both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a call shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's try a different approach. I'll give you the number if you could give them a call.
Yeah.
They just have some questions they need to ask.
Okay.
And once they do that, then we can get the audit out for 2019.
Okay.
Basically, what they do is page 1 of the audit report, the firm is Price Page and Company. They're also the firm that does our external audit for the county. They examine the activities of the Treasury Oversight Committee and our investment reports and our investing activities, and they compare that to what the government code says we're required to do. For instance, we can't have an investment exceed 5 years. We can only invest in certain types of investments. Some of those investments can only be a certain percentage of our pool. And so they check all of those. And at the end of their engagement for 2018, they issued an opinion that said that we complied with all of the requirements that we were supposed to. And so we would call this a clean opinion. I am going to talk to them on page 2 where they list out all the committee members. With
yeah.
the way that they've listed it out, it looks like we have a ton of members, and that's not really true. What we have is, I think, 7 members, and then we have some alternates to be a voting member if the main voting person can't be here.
Yeah, maybe they can do committee members and then...
alternates down
yeah.
below. So
something like that separate
I think
out.
That would be more transparent. As to the true makeup of the committee.
So do you want me to make a, I mean, Shields is no longer.
This was for 2018.
Okay.
So different makeup than we have today. That's a problem when these audits are a little bit old.
Yeah, this was, I was going to have this on the, I think it was the August one mm-hmm. that we had to cancel because we didn't have a quorum, and then I forgot to put it on the next
fault.
One.
Okay. I was on vacation, working on my master's thesis. Page three is where they began demonstrating the work that they did and that we comply with policies. So, you know, they list out what the compliance requirements are, and then they do a discussion on whether we were complied with those requirements. They look at our investment policy. They look at these reports that we do every quarter, and then they provide a couple of really nice, colorful charts at the end. They don't have to; those are optional. So, and with that, if answering the questions you might have. I used to do these for a living. They're very easy,
especially if you're in a clean county.
So I move to approve the Treasury audit.
One second.
I have a first and a motion and a second. Any other discussion or questions?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. For the questions and recommendations section, I did get an email this morning, Gerald, you were on it, from Rob Patterson at the town. They have an important staff meeting that they do on Thursday mornings at this time, and that's why Dan and Rob have not been here. And they asked if we would consider moving the date that we're meeting. I know we've moved it a couple of times, but once we move it, we like to be consistent so we get good attendance.
Yes. So our next item is next meeting date. So yeah. We need to move the next meeting date anyway. We're not going to... More than likely, not going to be in this meeting
right,
room.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I looked at the town county conference room in Minaret Mall. Do you have the dates that
mm-hmm.
we have? So that this would be
yeah.
May, and we have. So if we want to skip Thursdays, we have the 20th on May, which is a Wednesday. Anytime before noon, we can do it. This. The following Wednesday on the 27th, same thing. And then on the 26th, I believe it's after 1 o'clock, 1 o'clock or after. Does anybody have...
I cannot do the week of May 20th, but I can do May 27th or 26th.
Yeah, I think
I'll okay.
I can't do that May 27th, 28th.
How about the 26th?
If it's early enough...
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not
I think
sure.
We only had one after 1 o'clock. We're very limited on meeting spaces at that
yeah.
point.
You're also welcome to use, I can see, we have our common area at Sierra High School District Office.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
if
that
you
would,
wanted
that
to
might
use
be good.
That.
Can we?
Because it's usually empty.
Mm-hmm. Can
if
we zoom
plan.
In? Can we do a Zoom meeting? Do they have a...
We do not.
No?
Sorry.
I mean, we don't have to
don't
have it up
do
in Bridgeport.
Zoom.
I mean, if it's just one for one meeting,
I
that might be okay.
Crowd
yeah, so if you're in a jam, just let me know, because it's the table's about this size. The
uh-huh.
only thing is it is not, public can walk in, but let me tell you, public doesn't walk in often, so it's very
so,
quiet.
So
and we have our back conference room as well, but it's just a little bit smaller.
Okay, so do you think the 26th, and like at 10 or 11, would that?
It should be fine.
26 is good for you?
Possibly. I mean,
it's the day after Memorial Day.
Well, no,
yeah.
It's the day. The CSAC legislative conference is in Sacramento on the 27th,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just not sure if there's events on Tuesday that I or what
okay.
time I'll leave to drive over. That's why earlier would be better. But but I guess if we did it I don't know how early would be too early, because you guys come down from Bridgeport.
No, we can do it earlier. That's not a problem.
I think it should work.
We can do are you okay with
what
like
date?
I haven't registered for that
about?
Conference yet.
The 26th.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Like
the 27th, I have conflicts, but the 26th at 9 a.m. was fine.
26th is what day?
It's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday, and we're going to meet early.
And at 9 a.m. And
okay.
Is that okay at your?
That should
room?
Work. I don't have it here, but I can as soon as I get back.
Okay.
And then I can notify you guys.
Okay. Excellent.
Do you want me to call you or just email you?
You can just email.
Okay.
Either Janelle
so
or myself.
The 20.
And then you'll send out a confirmation.
Yes. Yeah.
Or,
okay.
Yeah,
May 26th at 9 o'clock. Okay. And they're usually like an hour, right?
Yeah.
Or shorter.
Today we're 17 minutes.
Okay.
And counting.
Yes.
And then I know
not much to talk about.
The other two meetings are scheduled for Thursdays. Those are August and November. I believe. But we can revisit the day once we know where we can meet again.
Right.
Yeah. I know.
We should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, we might want to consider changing them so we could get them to participate.
Yeah, that's fine. By that time, we'll have our own meeting rooms again, and we should have plenty of them.
Yeah, one of the purposes of this committee, and the reason why it was formed, is that those agencies that have money in the pool have some voice and transparency with what's going
mm-hmm.
on. I don't know if I've told everybody the story. I was the external auditor for the County of Monterey, and they had decided to disband their TOC, save the audit costs. You know, they didn't feel like they were getting good participation. And right after they did that, the market crashed in 2008. And at the time, Monterey had $10 million invested in Lehman Brothers, who went belly up, and they lost $10 million. And they had $20 million in Washington Mutual, which went belly up. And so, you know, it was didn't have the committee. We had to write off $30 million of people's money. And the committee formed shortly thereafter, reformed again, and they still have it. So that's the importance of this committee.
I can't lose my bond money mid
construction. Yeah, so the schools and special districts and the town is here. County has a voice. We have a member of the public here, and you have a voting right into the activities of what the county is doing with the investment pool that has. Your money. So
one of the things, so you don't lose your money, for like corporate
you
bonds.
You are going to Hawaii.
Yes, I am.
Are you coming back?
I am coming back. They have extradition. We don't go there. I keep between $8 and $12 million in corporate bonds. Sorry, 8 to 12% of the portfolio in corporate bonds. So I try not to go over 12%. It's just a comfort level for me because the corporate bonds are slightly riskier.
Mm-hmm.
But we do, you see our names. We have Johnson & Johnson,
right.
Microsoft, Apple. You know, they're all well-known companies that have been around a long time. We lost one of the blue chips, which was GE. and then municipal bonds, same way. We keep about between 8 and 12% on municipal bonds. And the municipal bonds that we buy, we have some revenue bonds out there. And if they're below AA on a revenue bond, we don't buy them unless they're insured. And then the GO bonds, we don't require insurance on them at a single A because they're. They're collected by taxes.
The revenues are virtually guaranteed.
Yeah, all the auditor has to do is
up the rate
that year, and they can still make their bond payments. So everything else is in FDIC insured CDs, treasury bonds, or agency bonds. So and life.
I know you hear a lot about from life. From the state and PERS, I guess it's PERS more than life, on morality investing. You know, if you're trying to stamp out tobacco, you know, why would you invest in R.J. Reynolds
mm-hmm.
bond? And the PERS dumped their investments for some oil pipeline stuff
mm-hmm.
a couple of years ago, and you know they took a huge loss on it. But we don't.
That's part of the ESG.
We don't get into that.
Yeah. It's hard to find green bonds anymore. I mean, because a lot of government is pushing to buy ESG,
mm-hmm.
environmental
energy,
social governance
yeah.
mm-hmm. bonds, and they're not out there. I mean, they're there, but they get snapped up just in a split second when they're issued. So it's tough to find any, and they're so sought out that you. the yield is well below where it should be for about that type of bond.
And if you think about it, you know, bonds are issued with a 30-year term, but we're limited to 5 years. And so we either got to wait for, and then they're issued in sequences, right? So when the county issued our COP bonds, we have some bonds that are 5 years, some are three, some are 30, some are 20. Well, there's no 30. So yeah. Some, you know, they have layered maturities. And for Gerald to find a bond, it's almost like, you know, the stars have to align perfectly to find that bond that has 5 years or less at the interest rate that we want to achieve in our pool. That also, you know, remember, our first priority is safety of principal. We have to feel that, you know, we're going to get our principal back. Then is liquidity. We have got to make sure we have enough money in the pool for all of the agencies to pay the bills, and we have a process for doing that. And only then do we get to making money.
Yeah. Right. Well, and then if I find like a secondary out there, a secondary bond where it's been resold and it comes in within the 5 year, I have to research it. And then I have to get a minimum of 3 bids on it because it's a secondary piece. It's not a new issuance where you actually just bid on the bond yourself. And a lot of times, by the time I go through all those steps, it's gone. Somebody bought it already. So it's quite interesting. It's all
like,
timing.
It's like trying to buy Baby Yoda. Don't put that in the minute. It's recorded very hot.
And... CDs we're pushing our 30%, we have a 30% limit on CDs, so we're pushing up against that right now, so we won't be buying as many as we have been, but that market's tightened up big time too. I mean, we used to get 40 basis points on a CD over treasuries, and now we're getting between 5 and 10 basis points, so it's almost not worth buying them at that, you know, I can get an agency bond for that, so... The market's really tightening up, so we'll see.
But the goal is to make money on idle cash instead of having it set, presumably in a bank account where you don't get any interest. Although we do get interest on ours, and we always have at least like.
Yes. Yeah. So. Yeah, we're always making some kind of money on our money, at least at the LAIF rate. Yeah. Our bank pays LAIF plus 5, but they pay LAIF plus 5 from their last reporting period, so technically it's not really LAIF plus 5 current.
Right.
It's whatever they reported at the last point. So.
Yeah, they have to give us some incentive for leaving some of that money in the bank.
Yes.
Otherwise, we just move it to LAIF.
Yes, especially since they restrict us on how much we're allowed. That makes it difficult, too, how much we can actually keep in the bank account.
So when you sell your bonds, we have to call the bank and get
special
permission. Otherwise, we have to like juggle money around.
Yeah. And I still have to. I have to get it out within one day. So
it makes it hard when tax collection too. You know, we really have to monitor.
I'll make sure it doesn't happen then, right? When property taxes are also.
Yeah, we have to like phase it, right? Yeah. We can't like do it all in the same day. We have to go. We pick each day how much we're going to, you know, disperse so that we can manage the loan and.
Yeah. And if you're talking like June or something like that, that's perfect.
Yes.
Because we have no collections.
It'll be a pretty chunk in June, potentially.
Hopefully towards the end, because I'll be in Hawaii in the beginning.
So
I'll keep that in mind.
The next meeting is Tuesday, May 26th.
26th, yeah.
We're going to secure a location at 9 a.m. Anybody have any other questions?
I just had a question on property tax and appeals.
I knew you were going to ask a property tax question. I probably can't answer it.
It makes me, every time it's slightly different. So where is all that going? At one time there was talk of potentially having to ask all of us to put in a little bit more into that holding account.
Oh, the appeals.
I don't have on my radar to ask for any money.
Perfect.
There is money left in it. We've settled, I think, the Mammoth Mountain. We're in the process with Ormat, and the assessor is working with those two taxpayers to minimize future appeals, which would limit the need for an impound.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So.
Good. We like it.
Yeah, Mammoth, for a while there, they just appealed
everything.
Every year.
They just appeal it.
Since 2005, since it first sold. I mean, it's been ongoing.
So the new sale assessed value has been enrolled And I know that the assessor has an agreement with the Mountain on how they're going to assess their business on an ongoing basis, which we're hoping will prevent future appeals and uncertainty. It's the uncertainty that you know, makes us want to have that escrow.
And this one was weird because it's split between so many counties and
But it's getting there. It's Ormat's really the only large one left, and they settled the first 3 years. What was it, 10, 11, 12, and now they're working on 13.
If the economy keeps maintaining its own, we have more properties coming off of the Prop 8 downward assessment, and you know, if there's any large properties in there, they that would be why we would have the impound account.
How many are left under? I'm still under Prop 8.
I don't know. I never get that information from the assessors.
I was going to ask him.
They have been coming off a lot of these. We get it, we get the call in our office because we're collecting the money.
Yeah.
Right.
Saying, hey, why did my property double?
Because we do get a letter prior warning us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but you probably read it.
Yes. And I explain it to other people because other people come and say, oh, it's dropping.
I was
like, no.
We appreciate that.
Perfect.
Any other questions?
Okay. Is that it? I think we're adjourned to May 26th.
Thank you.
Let me add in a commercial here. I said the meeting is over.